Hey guys, it's the Military History Man. Today we're going to be talking about one of the most well-known weapons of all time, the AK-47. The AK-47 has gained a certain degree of fame and notoriety for its use in video games, film, and the media, especially in the news. But what made it into the stereotyped bad guy's gun that it is today? To find the answer, we'll have to go back a little bit, way back, to a man known as Mikhail Kalashnikov, the maker behind the AK-47. Mikhail was a young tank commander in World War II, and he was injured in the Second World War. While he was injured and in the hospital, he listened to his comrades about the inefficiency and poor weaponry that the Soviet Army was issued with at the time. Being a hunter and already being savvy and an expert in the field of weaponry, Mikhail started thinking and figured that he could make a better weapon. Drawing a bit of knowledge and information from the STG-44, which was already made at the time, he began to make a series of weapons that were never really accepted by the Soviet Army. However, one design stood out and became successful and was developed into the AK-47 that we know today. So how was the AK-47 so much better than all the other weapons? Well, first of all, it was cheap to manufacture. It was made of stamped metal parts, which made it extremely efficient to make and produce in a wartime situation. The AK-47 was also extremely robust and simple, meaning an untrained soldier could handle it. We'll get to this a little bit later. This robustness would also make the weapon one of very few Frankenstein guns, for lack of a better term, which meaning you could take a Chinese receiver, Soviet bore, take a whole bunch of different parts that aren't necessarily meant to fit together, and the weapon will still work perfectly well. As a matter of fact, fighters in Afghanistan to clean their AKs would just take their shoelaces, soak them in a little bit of mortar oil, then pull them through the bore and clean it, and that was considered fine enough for the gun. The simplicity of the AK-47's firing system would make this firing system the basis for a whole bunch of other Soviet weapons. Essentially, all of its rifles, LMGs, marksman rifles, such as the SVG Jaraganov, the Saiga 12 shotgun, and the RPD, the light machine gun. The AK-47 was introduced to the Middle East through Russia's invasion of the Middle East, and the AK's efficiency and prowess caused it to be copied and made into the other basically carbon copies of the AK-47, but they were manufactured in different countries, like the Chinese Type 56, and there were other guns that operated similar to the AK-47 but weren't entirely the same, such as the Galil in Israel. As I said earlier, we would get back to this, the simplicity of the weapon. The simplicity and robustness of the AK-47 means that it may be used effectively even by the poorest trained and most poorly equipped soldiers on the battlefield. It fires a readily available 7.62mm Soviet round. The simplicity means that it can be put into the hands of poorly trained soldiers, such as child soldiers, which encourages the recruitment of child soldiers. It also makes terrorism and the fighting of a much stronger power by a much weaker power a lot simpler and easier because of this weapon and how simple and easy to use and effective that it is and cheap that it is, and its cheapness. So, arguably, the AK-47 has increased the amount of terrorism and child soldiers and stuff like that in the world. This has been the Military History Man. See you in the next episode.